I have a good support system, but I have faced a lot of things alone. And I think that's just part of me being from exile. It is the life I live.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.
Bonjour, you're watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. My name is TK Trinidad, and today we have an amazing show and nothing but amazing guests. She hails from the remote outback of Australia. Please welcome WOW superhero Genesis. How are you doing today?
I'm good, TK. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on.
I think it's like overdue because I've seen you've had the Beast, you've had Foxy. You need like some of the real players in the game on the show.
Look, I'm just here to facilitate. I don't make those decisions, but I am really happy that you are on. What I've noticed though is we have quite a few superheroes who are from Australia. And you know, I'm from Canada, so it's kind of a hop, skip, and jump from the US. But Australia is not, you know, just a few hours away. So how did you come from Australia to being a WOW superhero?
Yeah, no, it's definitely not just like going next door. It's definitely a decision you have to make. Yeah, definitely. Our show has like got quite a good representation of Australia. My story was I grew up born and raised in a very remote town in Australia, not a Sydney, not a Melbourne, very small up in the north. Mm-hmm. And I always wanted to do something involving action and martial arts, fighting and entertainment. Okay. I mean, wrestling is it. So I moved to the US for that. And then I just feel like it was fate that I came across this tryout for WOW and got in and got to start my wrestling career there.
So you moved from Australia to Los Angeles, or what was the first state that you hit?
Yeah, it was Los Angeles. Yeah, I went straight to the source.
So what was the difference or what is the difference between, you know, where you grew up to like LA, or even the US as far as like cultural differences, like, okay, this is interesting. This is how they do it. Mm-hmm. Here. So what's the things that stand out to you?
Well, I'm from literally the smallest town. I can't tell you how small it is where I grew up, and it's outback Australia. So it's very, you know, small town life. It's actually an indigenous community, mm-hmm. Called Nhulunbuy or Gove as they call it. And to transition from that in Australia where, you know, life is just fishing and relaxing and not doing a lot, to Los Angeles, a busy city where everything happens. And, you know, there's a lot of excitement, drama, everything that entails pursuing wrestling. It's night and day, but I'm so excited that I got to do it and I got to find this amazing show that I'm a part of. And yeah, I love it.
Yeah. And then you have, I saw like in your promo packages and stuff like that, it seems like you have like a huge martial arts background. So what's like, do you have sports and martial arts? What's the background that you have or had before you got into wrestling?
Mm-hmm. So I grew up with learning karate. That was my first thing. And I think lots of people do it, but I was super passionate about it. And then that sort of transitioned into learning a bit more about like Kung Fu. And then I sort of changed that to sort of more performance. And so from there, I grew to do more like stunts and performing. Mm. I also do traditional Chinese lion dancing with a Shaolin temple. Yeah. And it kind of all just came together when I did wrestling. That's why I try to incorporate, you know, I also learned weapons like nunchucks, swords, like katana, bow staff. And it kind of just all came together when I came to WOW. And I was like, I have to incorporate one of these things that I do. So I got to throw my nunchucks into my entrance. And I'm very, very happy I did. One day maybe in the ring, if they let me. I'm still waiting for that approval. But yeah, no, it's been fun.
So what was it like taking that first bump in wrestling? So you got the audition. Now you're training to be a wrestler. What was like that first day like?
It was painful. I think every wrestler could say the same. You don't know that it's actually going to hurt you until you do it. And you're like, oh, that's the ground. Like you're just hitting it and your body is supposed to take it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's after that first day of training, just, you know, feeling the stiffness, the soreness, bruises. I ask myself, is this something you want to do? Do you want to be taking this day in, day out? Because it's different to just doing martial arts and
Right.
learning moves and, you know, not really applying it. I feel like wrestling, your impact is a part of the game. So I decided this is definitely what I want to do. Like, I want to prove it to myself. I want to prove it to everyone around that I can do this thing, this hard thing that requires, you know, sacrifice of the body to be taking the moves and making it look good. So, yeah.
So now we're at WOW, Team Exile. Team Exile has changed over the years, and I kind of want to kind of go through it because for the folks who, I know some people who are getting into WOW, but they're like starting, you know, far back. They're a couple years back, and now they're kind of watching it. So Team Exile, the members have changed a little bit. So what happened to like the original member, and then, you know, how did we get to where we are? And then we'll talk a little bit about the Trios Championship.
Sure. So when I started WOW, when I first tried out, I had no intention of being a part of a tag team. I was ready to be myself, the baddest player there. I was going to win everything and be, you know, a championship, a title holder in the singles division. But then I had some, you know, some difficulties initially starting with WOW, and I kind of got myself exiled from WOW in the beginning. And that was hard because I was ready to debut. I thought I was ready, but Selena Majors, the coach, she told me, "You're not ready." That really hurt me in the beginning. I thought it was over for me. I was like, "That's it, no more. I'm done with wrestling." And then I got the chance to come back, and then I got the chance to come back with the tag team or the team. They introduced me to Exodus, and at the time it was Malaya, who was the you know, she was also a trainer. She was a veteran of wrestling, women's wrestling. And I said, yeah, okay, let's see how this goes. I had already felt exiled. And then getting to know these two women, they understood the feeling of being exiled in their own lives. And we just clicked and it worked. And I thought we were an amazing tag team. And then we had the change where Ice Cold joined the mix. And she also brought another, she was also someone who has experienced being exiled, knows what it's like to be on the outside, not the favorite, not the popular one. And so she just gelled right in with myself and Exodus. And then that's our team as of now. And now we're going hard for that, for the Trios tournament title. You know, I've been, I've been for years wanting that, the tag team title. That's right. What I've been going for. But since that hasn't come to fruition, I feel like the Trios tournament was meant to be. We are the only trio in WOW, if I'm correct in saying that. Maybe, I believe we're the only real trio. Everyone else is a tag team or maybe pulling other people in. But we always fight as a group. We are a unit. And for that, I feel like it's our moment. We have to win this.
Now, I agree with you. However, the last couple of episodes, there have been some strife within Team Exile. And it leads me to believe, and I'm going to be 100% honest, that Team Exile might be on the outs. So can you give us a little bit of, you know, insight as far as what's happening within the team?
Does it seem like strife? You think, does it come across that we have issues? I thought we put that to rest when we beat Sofia Lopez and the Las Bandidas. I thought we put that to rest. You know, people think that there's like tension and stuff, and I see that, but I think that's born from the fact that I've been a driving force behind this team. I've been there since day one, and maybe I am pushing the team harder and showing tough love because I want to win this thing so bad. This is all I think about, is being the Trios tournament title holders, is holding that cup and rubbing it in everyone's face and saying, Exile deserves to be here. We never got a title shot. We never got a tag team title shot, but here we are. So yeah, maybe it did sort of separate me from my team. Maybe I sort of tried to be the quote unquote leader, and maybe that's what I am. I won't say that, but if I'm the one taking charge and making sure that our team has success, then it is what it is. But I think my team should know that all I do is for the team, for the good of our whole team. And when we receive this Trios Tournament Cup, it's a Trios Tournament. It's not a singles cup. So they should be happy.
I mean, it sounds like that's the plan that you have, but are they all in agreeance? I mean, I'm not trying to cause those problems, but I'm just saying it's one thing to have the idea and be so passionate, but you definitely need those other your other team members. So and it does come off like you're the leader. So is that, conversations that need to be had?
Well, if I am the leader and it's coming across that I'm the leader, then maybe I am the leader. And then maybe my team needs to listen to me when I push them harder or when I tell them what they did wrong in the ring. It shouldn't be taken as something you take offense to. I don't think. I take criticism if I'm not performing. But so far, I'm the one carrying the team in a lot of ways. Like, I've had to make sure we secure wins. I've been winning matches on my own in the singles division when I needed to prove that Exile is a contender in WoW. So, sometimes we have discussions and sometimes people listen in on those and think one thing, but I think we're a unit. We're here to win. We're competing in the Trios tournament. And until that's done, we're Exile. We're here to stay.
And let's just talk a little bit about like family. Like family again is not, just a state away. So how does that interaction with them, like do they come and see you often? And what is it like for them to have a WoW superhero as a family member?
Well, yeah, that's so my family is all in Australia still. I'm the only one out here, doing my thing. And I don't come from a wrestling family at all, from, small town Australia. They know nothing about what wrestling was. So I think they're still confused sometimes. They're like, "What is this show? What is like it for?" And they understand it now. And I think they're pretty proud of me for what I've done. But also at the same time, I'm so far away from them, so I do still feel pretty alone when I'm doing it and when I'm, out here making it happen. That's why I feel like my family and WoW is my tag team. For better or worse, Exodus has been there with me the whole ride through since we started with WoW over 6 years ago, since we debuted as well. And so I feel like my family is my tag team. And that team, families fight, but they make it through in the end. So I have a good support system, but I have faced a lot of things alone. And I think that's just part of me being from exile. It is the life I live.
Okay, now you talk about WoW being part of the family. So I'm gonna ask you a few questions and who like what comes to mind or what WoW superhero comes to mind when I say this. So if you were stuck on an island by yourself, which WoW superhero would you want to be on the island with?
That's a good question. At this point, I would say Exodus because she's the one I know best. She's like one of my closest people in my circles of friends, for better or for worse, even through what we've been through. I think she's just a solid friend. She's a black belt in jiu-jitsu, so that could be handy if there's lions and tigers that need to be wrestled, taken out. Maybe also Samantha Smart, just because I need someone with brains to think of how to solve situations. I'm not that smart in terms of scientifically how to make things happen, how to find water, how to actually survive in that sense. So maybe her. Yeah, those two.
And so now you're going on a you got a bigger in LA, so you got this big invite to a major party, night on the town, glitz, glamour, but you don't know what to expect. Which WoW superhero would you bring with you?
Oh, glitz glamour. I'm not really involved with this team, so I can say it. I'd be cool to go with the Fab Four. I don't have real problems with them since I haven't crossed them. Obviously, I want the titles, so they've had those. That would be the only time I need to have a problem with them. But I could hang with Lana Starr. I could find something pink and go out with them. I feel like at least they'd know where to go and who to meet. So I wouldn't make it happen though, just if in this, scenario that you're making up here.
And then a last question. So you're at home, night at home, movie night, You guys are gonna do some cooking, stuff like that, just like, you know, girls' night. Who would you invite over?
Oh, that's really tough. Who would I invite over for a girls' night? Okay, can it be, I won't say my tag team again because that would be the first people, Exodus and Ice Cold, because you know we're Exile and they're the only people I really trust. If I didn't have problems with them and just get so annoyed when I have to wrestle them, I would say maybe Tiki Chamorro and the Tonga Twins, because I feel like they know how to throw a party. I hate to compliment them, but also, you know, Tiki's from Guam. She probably cooks really well. And the twins probably have a really like cool party vibe. It would never happen because I need to wrestle them again and like prove that they can't defeat me every time. But that's who I'd say.
Okay, well, there it is. On that note, where can everybody find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Genesis underscore wow. I'm also on Twitter. I think it's Genesis underscore wow e because for wow entertainment. And yeah, follow my adventures there as I take it home for exile. And you know, don't throw hate on my posts either if you think I'm just being, you know, I shouldn't be the leader because I've got us this far. Just throwing that out there.
Okay. And I don't think you mentioned it. What can you name the name of the town that you're from in Australia?
Yeah, it's called Gove, but the indigenous name, because it's in an Aboriginal community, is called Nhulunbuy, which is a bit hard to write and pronounce, but it's a very, very small town in the north of Australia.
Okay, well, you know, just give them a little the shout out so
Oh yeah, I shout out
show
my
some love.
hometown all the time. That's where Exile was born for me, so I love it.
There it is. Well, thank you so much, Genesis, for coming on. Thank you guys for watching. My name is TK Trinidad. You can follow me everywhere at TK Trinidad and on all things at TK Trinidad. Make sure you check out Women's Wrestling Talk on all platforms, www.talkpod.com, www.talkpod. And with that being said, thank you guys so much for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's
Number
wrestling
one.
show on the planet. Ciao, y'all.
Thanks for joining WWT. Don't forget to like us on all social media platforms at WW Talk Pod. Like and subscribe on all video and audio platforms, like yesterday, my G. And check out our website at www.talkpod.com. Thanks for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.